Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Hi, everybody, and good to have you here this week. Well, let's get right to it. Max Griner, let's have that miracle of the week.
Well, Roy, it's good to be here again this morning with you and Sherry, and we've got a wonderful miracle. And this one, we actually have a sound bite. So let's listen to this sound bite, and then I'll make a few comments about this incredible miracle.
This is Max Griner, Jr. It's Sunday, the 25th of January, and it's about 10 o'clock, and I was on the way to church, and I decided to swing by the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden here in Kerrville to get a recording of the living water that has been discovered rushing underneath the 77-foot, 7-inch empty cross sculpture here at the garden, Sculpture Prayer Garden. And so I'm here at the wellhead that was of the 600-foot water well that's been dug real close, probably about 50 yards from the cross. And the drillers, Dean Tenen of Tenen Water Well Company, drilled this well for us, a deep well into the a foundation or a part of the earth called the Trinity, and that's where the deep water is. And to their amazement, they've hit giant quantities of water, and you can actually hear it from the top of the wellhead, over 600 feet above. That's two football fields. And Bobby Casson is donating all the pumps and the pipe and everything to get to the well, and I spoke to him this week, and he said in his 50 years of being in the pump business and then with his dad before that, they've never ever been able to hear water at the end of a 600-foot deep Trinity water well, but we can hear it here all the way from the top, and it's so loud that we're hoping it can be recorded right here. But it's an amazing miracle, because for years people have prophesied that rivers of living water would flow off the top of the mountain here in Kerrville from the cross down into the city and into the churches and then into the world. And so that's what we have had always assumed was spiritual. But several people had said, no, but it was literal. It was literal water. And we couldn't figure that out because there wasn't any live water on the property. But now that we drilled the well, we've hit an amazing amount of water right down below. So I want to turn the microphone over to and put it at the top of the well casing so you can hear this water. And eventually we're going to be putting a pump in here, and we won't be able to hear it from the top because the pump will be there. But that's why we're getting it recorded now. So take a listen, and you'll hear a river of living water below the empty cross in Kerrville, Texas. Okay, folks, that's the live recording I did out at the cross. And
that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Max. As you say, nobody will ever be able to hear that again.
2015, yeah. And it's quite amazing. I get the Holy Spirit goosebumps when I hear that living water. Quite a miraculous thing, because the driller, too.
It's a miracle that they were able to put the pump up there in the well.
Well, it's always good to find water, but the fact that the driller and the pump people have hundreds of years of experience, they've never, ever heard the water from the top of the wellhead into the Trinity Formation. So that's a wonderful miracle that God's given us water, which will now allow us to have water baptisms one day and plant beautiful maple trees and make the top of the mountain beautiful.
All right. Well, you got the cross up. Whatever. What happened after that, Max?
Okay. Well, you know, we got the cross up in July 27th, 2010. And even though we didn't have the roads yet, because we didn't have any money, because we're doing all this with donations, we didn't have any roads except a few dirt roads. But the cross became just drawing people from everywhere. And they came with and without roads. They walked. They saw it from the interstate. And it was just a supernatural drawing them. Yeah. And they got there any way they could. It reminded me of the movie a long time ago about just trying to, you know, being drawn and not being able to explain exactly why you're drawn.
Well, I remember my first experience up there where I just started coming up on Sundays and just hanging out for a while. I really wasn't going up there to meet anybody. I was just there for my own personal spiritual experience. And these people would come up, and I started meeting them and talking to them. And they come off of Interstate 10, and they don't even know why they were there. They just happen to look up. And then you talk to somebody that's come 1,000 miles away because they heard about it.
Right.
I said, why else did you come? Was there another reason? You have family? Nope, we just came to see the cross.
Right. Well, it has a drawing power. And you know, on Easter 2012, we did not have an Easter service planned publicly or anything because we didn't have any roads. And our bathrooms or any of the stuff you normally need. But Sherry and I went up there on Easter morning for sunrise just to thank God for the cross being up. And when we got there, there was about 20 to 30 people that had found their way in the dark up to the top of that mountain, and they had brought the elements for the Lord's Supper, and somebody had brought a guitar, and we had the first Easter sunrise worship service there at the cross. It was quite amazing.
Well, I think we both agree, based on our experiences there, all of us here will say that it's certainly a people magnet, would you?
Yeah, it is, and it's the Holy Spirit. I mean, some people, they don't realize it's the Holy Spirit drawing them. It's just their curiosity. But God is God of everything, and so He uses human curiosity to bring people. And then once they're there, they have these personal experiences with the Holy Spirit that they weren't expecting, and everybody's surprised.
Well, now, did some of these people come experience miracles?
Yeah, what was happening? Again, even though, we didn't have the roads, people were having experiences with the Holy Spirit, and they were being sensing His presence. It was a holiness. The ground was holy. They sensed that, a peace, a joy. And then people just started getting covered with this Shekinah glory glitter-looking stuff that just formed on their hands and their faces, and it happened now to thousands of people. And so when they went home, even if none of us were there with the board, they had this experience with God, and they went back and told people about this holy place they found on a hill in Kerrville, Texas. And then those that were had their cameras, they took pictures, and often when the flash is used, these strange balls of light show up in the pictures. So we've now got thousands of images of these things around the cross. And then, of course, people, when they started bringing the sick, and sick people were coming up there, and they would read the four plaques inside the cross, and many received healing, physical and emotional. And again, the miracles are not our fault, Roy. God does what he wants to do. It's in the book, and we're just being witnesses reporting what he's doing.
I'm curious now, how what's the story behind your roads? How did you build those?
Well, what happened...
Because I know you got a story.
Yeah. Well, see, again, the board had voted to build this garden without debt, the whole garden. And so that's what we've done all these years. We're not in debt, and we trust God to do that. And so God has sent people to help us do this and build this garden for Jesus. And so God started putting on people's hearts that they were supposed to help us build this garden. And in Mahesh Chavda's original prophecy on December 9th, 2001, he said, Sherry and I were going to be involved in restoring the last day's tabernacle, and that God would draw people to help us do this thing for Jesus. And so that's what happened. This is not the Max and Sherry garden. This is Jesus's garden, and all of his kids are doing this thing for him.
Where did the money come from, specifically? I know you've got a lot of people that have helped
you. Some people could see the vision early on. The Holy Spirit had talked to them, and they knew it was good. They knew it was God. They knew we were going to keep it holy, nothing commercial. And so some people, like Herschel Reed, Pat Jordan, Jim McKnight, a lot of people donated their time and their money early on before there was much to see. But after that, after the cross got up, then we were able to get the support of some foundations. The Hal and Charlie Peterson Foundation of Kerrville gave us a major gift that allowed us to build the first concrete roads and get that set up. And again, because the Coming King Foundation is not a ministry or a church, we're a 501c3 art museum, we were able to qualify for this help from the Peterson's Foundation.
Because you were an art
museum, yeah. And again, they saw it as a great tourist attraction for Kerrville, and indeed it is. It's the biggest
tourist attraction in Kerrville. Speaking of art, you've got a lot of great art pieces up there. Talk just briefly about that, speaking of art.
Yeah, well again, we've had, I'm one of the artists, and I've donated, I think, six pieces of artwork, major sculptures, including the cross. Yeah,
too.
These are all
huge.
Big monumental, my life's work. Also, we've had Monty Paddleford and Beverly Paddleford that own the Eagle Bronze Foundry in Lander, Wyoming. They helped donate the cross with Sherry and I, and but they also, they're donating Beverly's beautiful monumental sculptures of Christ, and we've got one now at the garden right now called Beverly's Mary, and it's an older Mary clutching a crown of thorns, and so they're donating a number of pieces. As we get the garden finished, they'll be bringing in more. And then David Broussard is a modern sculptor out of Dallas, and he did a beautiful sculpture of three giant nails that are like 11, 12 feet long, and an abstract sculpture, but they're the nails, and it's called...
So this would be something to see, even if you didn't have the cross, to see all these...
Yeah, it's a whole sculpture garden.
Now with the cross there, it's become one of the largest, if not the largest, tourist attraction in Kerrville.
Yeah, and again, I knew this all along because God was doing it. Anything God does, it gets big, and I told everybody in advance, and most of the time, everybody looked at me like I was a nut. And I guess I still get that, but the truth of the matter is right now, on the worst day, we're getting 100 people. Like when it was below freezing in the pouring rain, 100 people a day visited this last January. We had some bad weather. And even at late at night, you'll see people praying in the rain, freezing. And on the best days, it's over 700 people that are coming in from all over the world, 40 countries that we know about, all 50 states.
Why are the people coming?
They're coming because God's... wants them. God loves people. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, and he wants people to come to him. And this is a kind of an out-of-the-box last days method of evangelism. And what this garden is doing, it's attracting people that won't go to a church or listen to a Christian radio station or read a Christian book or pick up a Bible. God is using the curiosity to bring them right in to this garden where the gospel is presented on tiles in multiple languages, 77 scriptures, and then the gospel is inside the cross. And so really it's kind of a Holy Spirit ambush that God can get people that won't go to, you know, religious deals, and yet they will come to a free outdoor garden. And it's the presence and peace of God that they find when they get there, and some experience the power and the miracles and the healings.
Well, let's take a little break here, and let's go to Sherry Greiner. And Sherry, I think you have some more Vistor comments for us this week.
This one is regarding a healing. It's on June 16th, 2014. In August 2010, while visiting Kerrville with my wife and two other couples, we had coffee and pie with Max Greiner, the artist and sculptor who was led by God to construct a pear garden, an empty cross on top of the mountain next to I-10. Max was asked by one of my friends to pray for me, and he immediately said, "Of course." And he turned to me and asked if I was ready to receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Well, of course I said yes, praying and started praying also within a very short period of time, seconds, I suppose, the pain I had lived with for more than 47 years left my knee and has not returned, not even a twinge, since that evening. I asked Max what this means, and he told me, "All of the glory belongs to God." He also told me that it was not about me or him, but that I should tell my family and friends about it. It is not easy to tell my story at first, but after telling my sons and daughters, it started to become less difficult to testify. Now I tell everyone who comes within earshot.
Who said that?
Oh, this was by Earl Smith in Burney, Texas.
Wow.
Well, that's great. What a thing. And, you know, share people briefly about the Vistor comments. How do people leave these, Sherry? There are several ways to.
We have cards that they can list prayers that they need. They can list comments. They can just, you know, say whatever is on their heart, and that we read every single one of these cards and pray over them.
Yeah.
And I've been up there enough, and I see where they put little messages on rocks now.
Right.
That's becoming very popular, isn't it?
Right. We're going to be talking about that in
future
shows.
They find a little rock, and they write their little thing on it. And some of them, just seeing these little messages, you can tell that whatever happened was very touching for some of these people, because they really shared some very intimate, personal things about things that have happened.
Let me share the last closing, really a pretty amazing referral that God gave us. On July the 4th, 2013, I'm up at the garden, and a total stranger comes up to me from Houston named Elaine Smith, and she said she was sitting in a hospital in Houston, Texas, praying for her mother, and she asked God, "Where is the most holy, sacred place in the state of Texas to pray?" And the Holy Spirit said, "Kerrville, Texas, 77-foot cross." She'd never heard of Kerrville. She never heard of me. She never heard of the cross, and yet she went home, she Googled 77-foot cross Kerrville, and the computer downloaded all the listings of our foundation and the stories, and she said she cried for 45 minutes and then got in her car and came to Kerrville. And she later wrote to me that the word that God specifically gave her, he said, "There is a sacred place in Kerrville with a 77-foot cross. This is my Jerusalem in Texas. It is a reflection of Jerusalem." That's what the Holy Spirit told her. So when you're getting referrals from God, that's pretty good.
Pretty strong. Well, Max, people are listening right now, and they may want to be in touch with us and figure out how they can either be helpful in some way or maybe make a donation in some way. How do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can go to any of our websites, call us on the phone. The cross at Kerrville.org is one of our websites, and then we have thecomingkingfoundation.org. And again, you don't have to come to the Kerrville Cross to experience God, folks. He's right there. All you got to do is call out. But if you go to our website, we'll introduce him to you really fast.
Okay, and again, the website and how people can get in touch with us.
We have the cross at Kerrville.org, or you can use the main website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and it's full of pictures and testimonies and the evidence that proves that God is alive today and still working, still doing the stuff.
Sherry and Max Greiner, thanks for being with us this week. I'm Roy Holly. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Y.O. Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Y.O. Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now. With the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory
and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.